It's 18 minutes after the hour 4. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's the station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And welcome to another edition of Change in Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Dabaningi Umfundisi Wo Do Mo. And today is another edition of Change in Gear, our first edition of Change in Gear, our first edition of Spirit Wednesday. And today we joined in studio by Dr. Charles. Dr. Charles, welcome and Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Thank you, Father. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah,
as well.
you look all rested and all calm and collected. How was your holiday, man?
No, very, very good. Time with the family. It's always good. Yeah, some friends as well. So, yeah.
Are you back and ready to face the new year?
Yes, yes. We go.
Here we go. We keep going.
We don't rest.
Soldiers of the Lord. What are we talking about this afternoon, Dr. Charles? It's a new year. It's a brand new year. And we've been off air. Well, we were on air, but broadcasting EWTN. And our listeners have been missing us. And what do we have for them? What do we have in store for them this afternoon?
Well, we do have a New Year's message from Father God, Mother, Jesus, and Mother Mary.
Okay.
So we could read
When did
that.
This one arrive?
Well, this came on the 1st of January.
But so this is fresh.
Fresh. Fernanda's been away, so she WhatsApped it to me. And I photographed.
God bless Fernanda. Yeah, sent, I can see the notes. Yeah.
And then I've written it up so we can read
perfect,
it.
Perfect. So this afternoon, we are going to be relaying the message that just was relayed on the 1st of January this year. So it's the New Year's message from God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son,
Holy Spirit's always there. And Mother Mary.
Okay, all right. The
Holy Spirit, he sometimes comes on and converses, but it's usually the Father and the Son.
They talk
with
too
Mother
much,
Mary.
Hey?
That always,
all right. Together. So the Holy Spirit is a very modest, very.
Yeah, he comes occasionally.
Is it?
When
all
he
right.
needs to talk.
I'm going to be a bit biased, and I'm going to say, let's start with the message from Our Lady. Let's start from there. What was the message relayed for us at New Year? Let's start from there.
Okay, so she was confirming what God the Father was saying. It's all we must come into the New Year with love, forgiveness. We mustn't carry that hatred, unforgiveness, and all these dark sins in our souls. We must cleanse our souls. And then the call is Holy Mass, confession, Holy Mass as much as possible, at least on a Sunday, confession, and all those good things. So there's lots.
Okay, so let's go to the Father. Okay, yes. Let's go to the Father. What is the Father? What was the Father saying?
So the Father, look, we can read it, but in principle, it's all about the sins in the world that are destroying this world. And we need to change our lives.
Okay. So
we need to change our lives.
Beautiful. Let's take it slow. The sins that are destroying the world.
Yes.
So our sins,
ours.
Individual sins, collective sin.
It all starts with an individual sin.
And how is...
So even wars are started with sins.
Okay.
And then he talks about the governments in disarray and also on the families. So he's talking about the government's corruption... families, quarrelsomeness, disunity, unforgiveness, and all those things that we hold on to.
So God is saying, hang on, guys, it's a new year. We're starting a new leaf, a new page in a new book and a new chapter in our lives, right?
Yes.
And he's saying, you know what? There's a lot of destruction that is happening around you.
Yes.
And the destruction is what has been named there, right?
And we're hurting his son's sacred heart and his sacred heart.
Okay.
Because of all the sins we
Because
committed.
Of all our sins, yeah. And what are the sins mentioned there?
Yes, they do mention some.
Okay, let's go through that. What are those sins?
Look, the main one, that always the one that comes through always is unforgiveness, quarrels,
really?
Disunity, yeah, hatred, vengeance. Those are the big ones, because that's the one that holds all the other sins on a person. Because if you do not forgive others their sins, the Father in heaven will not forgive you yours. That's the forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. So if we're not forgiving, we're not getting forgiven. And then the evil stays in our surrounds.
So it is important to forgive then?
It's the most important. Without it, we lost. We're just going to go down here.
And at the beginning of a new year, there seems to be something that is alluded to, families that are broken by conflict.
Yes, yes. So it's this disunity in the families, fighting, disinheriting each other.
Yeah. That's so common of late, Dr. Charles. It's very common where families actually say, yeah, but he's no longer part of our family. We disowned him, we disinherited him, and it's like people can just break relationships. Is it possible, by the way, to just break relationships?
No, you can't. That's not what God wants.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we always look at Jesus. He forgave everybody, and Mother Mary. Imagine if he was holding on to it. Like they say, yeah, he's not a vengeful God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He let go. He forgave everyone. We need to do the same.
Okay.
He forgives us all. We must forgive us as well.
So, message that came out on the 1st of January is, go ahead.
Okay, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, let's read it. Okay.
Let's go. Should we go to Father God or should we start with
Father
Jesus?
Father God. Let's start with the Father.
So Jesus was just explaining about Christmas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My child Fernanda, thank you for sitting at this hour in your birth country, Madeira, with me, your Father God. She was away there doing her work as usual. My little lamb, I, your Father God, your Creator, I'm here with you to convey this message of the new year. We are conversing afar from our home, but your roots, your life began here in this remote place, where you've been chosen in your mother's womb for your task, your mission to be accomplished one day according to my will and of my son Jesus of Nazareth. You have been chosen, it is not your choice, but your obedience for accepting your mission and giving your will to my son Jesus Christ is very much appreciated by us here in heaven. My little lamb, I'm here to convey this message to my people. My dear people, I am your Father God, your Creator and of the whole universe. I'm here to convey, to transmit this message. My dear people, I, your Father, I thank you for accepting to listen to read this, my message to this entire world. Oh, my dear people, I ask you, turn to my son Jesus' sacred heart. He's patiently waiting for you since you were formed in your mother's womb. We are the triune God. Oh, my dear people, my children, you are mine. You belong to us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I created each one of you in my own image. I created everything in perfection. Mm-hmm. In our eyes, you are the most loved ones.
Mm.
We do love you unconditionally. I am your Father God. I love you in the same way, the same manner of my son Jesus Christ. My son Jesus Christ, his love for you has no measurement. Oh, my dear people, where is your love for my son Jesus of Nazareth? Oh, you are astray from his heart, his church. You are sometimes blaming my son Jesus Christ and his Father God when things, trials and hardships appear in your lives. My son Jesus of Nazareth, his birth is to bring a new life, a new meaning in trials and tribulations. My son Jesus never betrays, never forsakes you, nor abandons you during your pains, your tribulations. He walks with you side by side, but you are the ones who ignore my son's pains when you, my people, are just living for the things of this world. You forget, have forgotten my son Jesus Christ. When you live your life in commodities, you don't remember him. Oh, when daily lives come with some hardships, failures, oh, my son Jesus Christ and me, his Father, are blamed. Where is Jesus? Where is God? My dear children, my son Jesus, he walked with you during your pains. He embraces you, wipes away your tears when you implore his help. But even if you forget him, he never leaves you. He's constantly asking me, his Father, to have compassion for you. My dear people, I'm a merciful, compassionate Father God. We are the three in one persons inseparable, and Mother Mary, she is also always next to her son, Jesus Christ. We do see, we witness everything being said and done upon my son, Jesus Christ. Mother Mary, she is your intercessor to her son, Jesus, for each one of you. My son, Jesus, has no vengeance, no unforgiveness, hatred, or bitterness upon you during your time of neglecting him or ignoring him. But his sacred heart has been profusely perforated with a crown of thorns, because of so many sins being committed in this world.
Mm-hmm.
When you, my people, are the opposite of my son, Jesus Christ, with unforgiveness, hatred, vengeance, anger, bitterness against one another, these are very horrific pains for my son to bear. My dear people, don't hurt my son, Jesus' sacred heart anymore. I, your Father, I'm just waiting for my son, Jesus' sign, and I will let his hand come down with the chastisement. I love you, my people, but you, my dear one, little ones, you are turning this world more and more with so many sins. Mm. Stop, my dear children, all your atrocities with wars, famine, status, and corruption all over the world.
Mm.
Governments and countries in disunity, quarrelsome families not talking, speaking to one another, marriages in dispute.
Mm.
This world is in chaos, decay.
Wow.
There's more to come, but he just says, how long, my dear people, can a Father God allow this to carry on?
Yeah.
Hurting my son, Jesus Christ, whom I allowed to be born and to die to save you.
If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. It's a Spirit Wednesday, and we are joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchett from the Alpha and Omega Ministries, and we are discussing the New Year's message, and we're just going through the one that came from God the Father that was received at New Year's Day, and we the basic call in this message is that call to repentance, and I think in the New Year, as we begin the New Year, I think we are all being invited to repent. And repentance here, Dr. Charles, is all about saying goodbye. It's not about saying 50%, it's not about 60% and going back, but it is about rejecting all that is evil and that is sinful in our life and saying, I reject it in the name of Christ and I'm choosing a different way and a better way, which is the way of the light.
That's right. Yes.
We're going to take a musical break, and when we come back, we are going to get into the message of God the Holy Spirit and God the Son. Do not touch that dial. That was Andre Crouch, which with The Lord is My Light. I think as we begin this new year, we actually need to believe it in our bones. We need to believe it in our meat. We need to believe it in our flesh that the Lord is our light. He is our source of salvation. And if the Lord is our light, it means that He is going to guide us. He is going to go before us. Don't you think so, Dr. Charles?
Yes.
He's always
there. He's the light of the world.
Yeah, he is.
He wants to live in you, Father. He is living.
It's 25 minutes before the hour 5. And if you've just logged in, it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM on your DSTV. It's 780. And for those who are listening to us via the internet, it's www.radioveritas.co.za. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchett, and we are just going through the New Year's messages. And before the break, we were listening to the message that came from God the Father. And central to that message, Bazalwane, central to this message this year is that call to repentance. So when amaungena this new year and you are still that same old, bitter, angry block that you were in 2016, 2018, and you're still going to communion, haike, what is coming out here is saying, you know what, ayisebenzi kanjalo, you are wasting in your time, and don't waste your rubber on your shoes, because you know what, just stay at home, because it's not pap and flares, ne? It's not pap and flares. But anyway, Dr. Charles, let's go to the message.
It's the body of Jesus, and we hurt him when we take him.
Exactly, exactly. And it's really sad when we do that. Yes. When we do that. I mean, but anyway, let's go to the message from God.
Okay, so just to close off, Father God's message. Mm-hmm. He said, my dear people, this is a new year, the first of the first 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm asking each one of you, I repeat, forgive your enemies, families and neighbors. Let the past years be cleansed with a proper confession, with a contrite heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let bad memories of hurts, disappointments, unforgiveness, mistakes and failures be washed away with forgiveness.
Ibambe, Dr. Charles, let's repeat that. That's very powerful. Let's take it again from where you started. Sorry, I'm getting excited about this.
Let the past years be cleansed with a proper confession, with a contrite heart.
So one, Mzalwane, we are being encouraged to go to confession.
Yes.
So that's number one on the list. As we are called to repentance, please, have you made a confession this year? I think people, it's very easy. People were buying clothes and were buying alcohol. Guess what? They forgot to go to confession. And we're going on holidays. And the last thing that was on their list was confession.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Let the bad memories of hurts, disappointments, unforgiveness, mistakes, and failures be washed away with forgiveness.
Forgiveness. So once you go to confession, Dr. Charles, clearly what is happening here is we receive In the sacrament of confession, we receive that grace of forgiveness.
Yes.
But guess what? Some of us walk out as hard as stones, ne?
Yes.
Because that hurt that is being spoken about in this message, we're still holding on. We still hammer into that. And what I hear coming out of this message again is, those that have hurt us, we need to release them. No matter how much they've injured us, we need to let them go and we need to forgive them, right?
Yes.
Am I getting too excited for them? Exactly.
So
exactly.
They can become better people.
Mm-hmm.
Be the sacrificial lamb. Be humble.
I hope the listeners are listening to this really, really.
Be humble. Be the first to come and ask for forgiveness, even if it's not really your fault.
You, Dr.
That's humility.
Charles, you, that's your, hey, our egos.
It was one of the messages as well. Just come, ask for forgiveness, even if the person's done a lot to you, but you said one horrible word back.
Mm.
Go and say, I'm sorry I hurt you. Mm. And then walk away. Then they might shout more.
It's their problem.
Keep quiet. Just keep quiet. Mm. Bless them.
Talking about forgiveness, it also involves those curses that we've put on other people through, hey?
Yes. If you've put curses on people, in your mind or on words, because Jesus says in one of the messages, the tongue is sometimes more lethal than the knife, taking a knife to a person. So what you need to do is take those words to confession. You remit them in the confessional. So those evil spirits that are implementing that curse, so you called someone a fool, you take it to confession and say, I'm sorry, Jesus, I called whoever it was a fool. Please forgive me. So you've got to be specific with curses, eh? The words that you said.
Mm.
And then they will go off and that spiritual suppression on that person will go away.
Mm. And people are moving around, Dr. Charles, being really, really oppressed by a lot of things, eh? And they don't know what.
Yeah,
what
and we're putting it on them with our.
I know.
Don't curse someone who's bad. Don't curse the president who's bad. Pray for him.
Mm. Including that taxi driver who's just cut in front of you now. Do not curse him. It's exactly 20 minutes before the hour of 5. And if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. It's a Spirit Wednesday, and Dr. Charles is in studio, and he's given us the message from God the Son that came out on the 1st of January. Now, I think if anybody with a brain really would listen to this, because all that is coming out here is very consistent with what the gospel is.
100%. So this is the New Year's resolution. This is what God the Father says. Start afresh with a new resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Love, peace, unity, understanding amongst you all, my people. That's it. I thank each one of you for your time and patience to listen to and for reading this message from your loving Father God.
Mm-hmm.
I give you my peace I give you, your loved ones and all my people all over the world. Peace be with you all, my people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from our Father in heaven.
Wow.
And love. No one gets to the Father except through
love.
The Son. Huh?
Love, peace, and unity.
And then Mother Mary comes on to wrap it up.
Let's hear what Mother Mary is saying. We've got exactly 10 minutes to because we're going to open our lines at 5 p.m. Yeah, we'll open our lines at 5 p.m. And we still have a few minutes that we're going to be chewing on this. We will take a musical break. We'll take a musical break and we will open up the lines and we'll open up the lines, as Simba says, at 5 p.m. But now we'll continue with our conversation. But after the break, we'll come and hear what Our Lady, who's the Queen of Heaven. Not only is she the Queen of Heaven, right?
She's the mother of the Savior of the world.
Oh, yo, she is also the mother of all that breathes and all that. You know, she's the mother of priests, yeah, you know. And actually, I'm going to really, maybe at the end of the program, Dr. Charles, we are going to make sure that we should say a prayer as of dedicating ourselves to Our Lady. And dedicating all our listeners to God. What do you think about that?
That's a gift from
That's a gift from myself and you to our listeners for 2018. How's that?
Yes, we'll consecrate our listeners to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of
Mary. Amen.
Amen.
It's 18 minutes before the hour 5, and if you've just tuned in, it is a Spirit Wednesday, the first Spirit Wednesday of the month. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles. I'm really, really, really humbled. I really feel the Spirit. Do you feel the Spirit, Doc?
I do. When I'm with you, I get that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Is it? You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. But anyhow, let's take a musical break. And after the musical break, we will get into the message that just dropped in from Our Lady, the Seat of Wisdom.